CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Look, there's been a lot of talk at the moment, and just as we take a little peek into the, just to give you a behind the scenes of what's happening at the radio station here. So we have our radio studio here. 2GO is also a part of the company in the building.
And we can see their studio.
We can see right into their studio.
What are you doing?
We're trying to time something. There's been a lot of talk about...
Are we going to mess with them?
There's been a lot of talk about streakers in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Because of the cricket?
Yeah. We had a conversation off air, you and I. Would we streak at an event? I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. But I will streak through the 2GO studio this morning while they're on air.
Oh, no.
So, so is he about to go live?
Are you going full?
Go.
Full nude?
Pretty much. Bob Peters is filling in for Sarah and Patty.
I'm going to come around there. So, okay. Actually, do I want to see this?
Rach, are you going to film it or something?
And uh-huh. Just,
I don't really want to do this now that I think about it.
All right. So to give you the view of what's going on right now. Oh, Gaundy, yep. That's happening. Gaundy is undressing.
I'm going to put my hat over it, though, just so you know.
The news readers are looking, so that's good. Quick, right. He's just turned his mic on. Gaundy is now leaving our studio. He's on the air, it looks like. Gaundy is making his way into the studio of 2GO. Rach, what's going on? It looks like they're having a few technical issues. They're going to have a few other issues in a minute. Is he in the full nude, Rach?
I did just have a peek of his bum accidentally.
So are you filming this?
He's full nutty. Yeah, but I don't
There's
know.
There might be a few technical issues. Oh, my God, that's a nude Gaundy. That is nude Gaundy. And the newsreader, Jamie, has just seen him in the nude. Oh, my God, that is... is he on the air?
He's a poor Bob.
This is very visual for everyone listening right now. Now Gaundy is in the awkward moment of being in the CFM hallway, completely nude. Oh, he's streaking! He's streaking through the studio! He's doing the pony dance! Picture genuine pony! Bob has no idea what's going on. He is terrified and now he's cracking up laughing. I bet that is probably one of the first and last times Bob will ever want to see a man that looks like Gaundy. Oh, my Lord. I will never get that out of my brain. I think, Rach, what we're going to do right now is we're going to grab the audio from 2GO and we're going to play the replay.
I regret prancing, can I say? That was not a good run.
It kind of looked like Genuine's pony was happening in my head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Are we still on or what are we doing?
How was it? Was it best on ground for you or what?
My heart is racing.
Yeah, that's because you ran.
Oh, I'm in my jocks. But anyway, we'll come back. We'll play the audio from
he's terrified.
Bob Peters at 2GO. That's
Bob
next.
Bob is terrified.
His reaction.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
You caught your breath?
My heart rate is just...
If you've just joined us...
Come back to normal.
Gaundy's just put his clothes back on after doing a nudie run.
Through the 2GO studio, which is...
next door.
Next door to us, which we can see every single morning. And tell you, it's exhilarating.
Do you feel good?
I regret the pony-style prance that I went with, but the adrenaline just took over.
I mean,
and it just really made me...
Look, don't think you're going to have a career in manpower.
Nope.
But that's
okay.
I wish I did
some push-ups before I went in there, but it all happened so quickly.
Did you just get that email?
What?
From HR?
Get out.
It says may appear smaller than they seem.
Oh, my email says, Gaundy, would love to see more private viewing, please.
I don't think people can see anymore. There's no more to show. You showed everything.
There's a lot of talk about streakers at the moment. We saw local guy Chad talk about streaking at the 2020 cricket.
I didn't really think it through. Like, I was pretty nervous before we got out there, and then by the end, mate, I was sort of happy that they ended up catching me, you know? Yeah, they loved it.
No,
everyone, yeah. I'd like to get the review from around here if everyone loved it.
Well, let's find out from Bob Peters himself.
Now, so this was live on 2GO.
Live on 2GO. He's filling in for Sarah and Patty at the moment. And love Bob Peters. Great guy. Haven't had much to do with him. Oh, he's very friendly when I chat to him, but...
The look on his face from here, watching here, was a look of terror.
Was it?
Oh, it was terror.
All right, so this is live on 2GO and the moment that I streak through the 2GO studio.
107.7 2GO, that's the Chainsmokers and Closer. Good morning, it's Bob Peters here. How are you going? Doing it for Sarah and Patty. Before that, we played Underworld Underneath the Radar. What the hell? Gordy from CFM, from Bryn Gordy. He's just run through here naked. What are you... Can we get Bree to come in and do the same thing, please? He's got a hat over his private bits. It's a very small hat. did you see that?
Oh, I didn't hear that bit.
With the gags.
I didn't hear that bit. Can I say this hat is an extra large? Thank you.
Gordy has a big head, so the hat needs to be anyway.
Yeah, you dug your hole, so.
Yeah, I did. I'm going to line it.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
101.3 CFM.
I want people on 13, 12, 16 to weigh in on this one this morning, and I want to get your opinion as well, because something happened to me over the holidays and I've been having a real moral dilemma about it over the break.
Right.
I was travelling back to Queensland a couple of weeks ago, and I was at the airport and I was sitting there waiting for my flight, and I've looked over at this guy and... I couldn't help but think, oh, I've seen that guy before. I know him, but I don't know where I know him from. And it was really bugging me. Anyway, he was with this really hot blonde chick and they were kind of cuddling and obviously they were together.
Yep.
And I was like, where do I know this guy from? I was like, is it Stanthorpe? Is it from college? I couldn't figure it out.
So he's about your age, is he?
He's about my age. Okay. And after 20 minutes or so, I've like kind of remembered, I think I've seen him on Facebook before. I used to go to school with this girl and I think that's her husband. Anyway, I've looked him up on Facebook. I've looked my friend up on Facebook and indeed it is the guy that I thought it was. Mm. And it's a girl I went to school with's husband. We don't talk anymore. Haven't for a couple of years, but I actually went to boarding school with her. And I remember seeing them, obviously, because she posts a lot about him and when they got married and such. And I was like, they mustn't be together anymore because he's with this blonde chick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. And I was like, that's sad that they've broken up.
Here we go.
Anyway.
Anyway,
over the Christmas break, she has posted photos.
With him.
Like obvious photos that they're still together. It was a photo of a present that he had given her and it was like a happy couples post. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell is going on? They're still together.
Okay.
And then I had this really sick feeling of, okay, now I have this information. What do I do with it?
Who's hotter, the girl at the airport?
They're both really attractive.
Are they?
Both really attractive girls. One's a brunette, one's a blonde.
This guy's going all right, isn't he? Okay, so you're wondering whether you need to tell your friend about the blonde at the airport.
But I don't talk to her anymore. Like, she's not someone I talk to. Like, I haven't talked to her in probably 2 years or so.
You've got no proof to back you up.
No proof.
So all it is your word against, his when it gets back to him, I guess. Oh, man. 13,
what
12,
do
16.
I do, Gordy?
13, 12, 16. What to do?
It really has been making me feel sick for the last couple of weeks, and I really don't know what to do.
What does your gut feeling say?
My gut feeling, I try and put myself in her situation.
Okay.
And I think, what would I want? I would want someone to tell me.
Okay.
Because it's like if they're planning to have kids or if she finds out in 5 years or so, like... I think I'd want someone to tell me.
I'll put myself in his position. I don't want you saying a thing. Keep your mouth shut.
I want people to weigh in right now. What should I do? 13, 12, 16.
Will you do what the people say? If everyone says you need to tell her, will you tell her?
I'm getting goosebumps. I don't know.
You've got to go with the people.
Is it any of my business or should I just shut the hell up?
We'll find out next.
Get up with Bree and Gornsey.
101.3 CFM.
The juice is a flowing.
What a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
I've been put in this situation where I was travelling home for the holidays and I was sitting at the airport and I've seen this guy and I've recognised him and I couldn't place him where I knew him from. And he was with this really hot blonde chick and they were cuddling and kissing and obviously together. And then I've realized that he is actually the husband to one of the girls I went to boarding school with.
Who you thought maybe they split up.
And
because
I thought,
you haven't chatted to her in what, 2 years?
Couple of years or so. And I thought, oh, obviously they've split up, went their separate ways. And then over the Christmas break, she's posted to Facebook a picture of them, happy couple photo, giving each other presents, obviously still together.
I wonder who got the better present, the blonde or the brunette.
Yeah, because he definitely would have been given both
well,
presents.
Well, yeah, given him more than presents.
This is the moral dilemma I'm faced with.
So you want to know if you should tell your friend who you haven't chatted to in almost 2 years.
Do I tell her?
About this guy.
Or do I mind my own business?
We have our first ever anonymous caller, which we're going to get to in a sec, but let's go to Rocky Point with Robin. Morning, Robin.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You can call me Rocky. I don't mind.
No, well, it's just the place that you
it's
live.
It's a cool name.
Rocky Point.
What do I do, Robin?
This is so juicy. I love it.
Mm.
I would respond to your friend on Facebook and went, I knew I'd seen you guys somewhere and I haven't spoken to you for so long on Facebook because I saw you at Brisbane Airport, but you obviously dyed your hair blonde. And then I would probably put my detective hat on and go through his friends list and see who the other girl is. Yeah.
Get old private investigator on the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, one call it stalking, we'll call him private.
Yeah. That's a good term for it.
So you say, Robin, get involved.
Oh, yeah, but do it.
In a roundabout way.
Dumb about it, yeah.
Yeah.
So
not telling her directly, but just sort of
start thinking what's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Drop hints and let her figure it out.
Yes.
Look at Gordy getting excited by this.
Hey, what about this, Robin?
I like it too.
Hey, what about this? You'll like this juicy thing, Robin. What about if Bree tries to get romantically involved with the guy on Facebook?
Oh, okay? What are you talking about?
Just to prove her point.
Yeah, put a wig on though. Put a wig on. Blonde one, because he obviously likes blonde.
Robin.
Nice. Thanks for your call this
great
morning.
Great advice.
Now, first anonymous caller since starting this show. Good morning.
Morning, anonymous.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Oh. They're so anonymous, they're not saying anything. Let's go back to
hello?
Them.
Hello?
Yeah, there
she
are.
Is. Morning.
Morning.
What do you think I should do?
I think you should definitely tell on him, otherwise, he's just going to do it forever and he's a slime ball. I've been in that situation before, a guy that I worked with. A married man, I knew both him and his wife, was having an affair with a girl I worked with for 18 months. And I didn't believe it, but I got the proof and saw the photos and spoke to the girl. And I ended up telling his wife. And she broke up with the guy, with her husband, for 2 weeks. And then they both turned on me and said I made the whole story up and it wasn't true.
Oh,
and they're not friends
no.
with me anymore. Deleted me on Facebook, made my work life hell.
So are they back together?
Yeah, they're living together, like pretending everything's like nothing's ever happened. And he had an affair for 18 months.
So wouldn't the same thing, you're saying definitely tell, that, but
would
wouldn't the same
tell,
thing happen to
yeah.
Bree though?
I would still tell. Like, why wouldn't you tell? That guy's a slime ball.
It might turn back on Bree like it did with you. They might turn around
but
and say...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because Bree's not friends with that girl
that
anymore.
That is true.
Like,
okay.
And
you've got nothing to lose. You should totally tell. But I think you should meet up with the girl face to face.
I think we should do it on air on this show.
No way.
No, that is the best idea.
We are not doing that. That
get
is
her on,
horrible.
Get him on. Get the blonde on.
I feel like my moral compass. I'm with you, Anonymous. I feel like I'm being nosy, but I can't help it. Like, my moral compass is being like, do the right thing. Like, tell someone.
All right. We'll leave it with Bree to have a think about it. And the outcome we will give you on this show, yeah?
I'll keep you updated
on
this show.
Come on, tell her.
You've
got to.
Happens.
You can't live with that guilty conscience. I know you can't. You've got to tell her.
I feel so guilty.
Can I be there on the phone with you?
No!
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Please tell me you've seen this video that's doing the rounds on the internet at the moment of this Brazilian businessman who made a massive bet on the roulette table.
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the video?
I've seen the salt guy that does the salt on the... Have you seen that salt guy? Okay.
I haven't seen that
completely
guy.
Completely different video, guys.
Another viral video that has nothing to do with this
one.
Yeah. A guy by the name of Pedro Bartel was filmed. So this is from a bystander who started filming this guy with his group of mates. And he's made a bet at one of the casinos over in Uruguay. Worth $35,000.
He's put 35K on the table.
35 grand worth of chips on one number.
On one number.
On the roulette table. What number would you pick?
16, because it's my favourite number.
That's your favourite number. Yeah. I picked 13.
What number did he pick?
He picked number 32.
Would have lost 35 grand.
So, hey, you don't know if he's won yet or not.
Oh, okay.
So at this
I'm
point,
assuming he does.
So at this point, he's got 35 grand worth of chips on and the table.
I think it's 175 by one if you pick one number. I'm pretty sure.
I think, yeah, it's...
Is there something like that? For a $5 chip, you get $175, I think. Anyway, gamble responsibly is the real thing we need to be saying here.
Anyway, I've got the moment, the audio... Yes. Of when it all goes down, of the outcome.
Okay.
Take a listen.
Go, Baja! Five, mate! Oh! You win the goal!
I can't tell if he won or lost.
So it's all in Brazilian.
Yeah.
But they're all going crazy. Like, the whole place has erupted because everyone's watching this one bet that he's won.
Oh, he's won.
It landed on number
32,
which means he takes home $3.5 million on one bet.
$3.5.
You need to see the video. I'm not sure if we're allowed to post it on our Facebook page, but Google it. It's going around Facebook at the moment.
Okay.
But you need to see, like, the chips just look ridiculous on this roulette table.
I couldn't bring myself to do it. I honestly couldn't. I went to a casino for a 21st birthday once and even putting a $5 chip down, the nerve in me on five,
devastated.
On $5 when it spun and didn't come up. So cut.
Were you Devo?
I was cut.
The last time I stayed at Crown Metropole down in Melbourne, they give you $15 worth of chips when you stay at the hotel to play at the casino.
Yeah.
And I'm not someone who's a big gambler, but I was like, oh, $15 worth of free chips. I'll go put it on the roulette table. I turned it into $300. Yeah. And I was like, who's laughing now, Crown Metropole? Who's laughing now? It's interesting to see, though, that guy there, his family, he doesn't need the money anyway. They own the brand Havaianas.
Right.
Flip-flops.
I thought you were going to say they own the casino and the whole thing was rigged.
All right, guys, so what I'm going to do is...
So put it on 32. It's easily going to land there, guys. Everyone get in on it.
Doesn't it make you think you can win, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could do that easily.
And that's the problem. And we do have to say, when we talk about gambling, you know, if you have a problem with gambling...
Don't bet 35 grand. $3. Yeah, give it a whirl.
Well, not if you have nothing. $3 is a lot of money. I'm just saying, gamble responsibly.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
The internet backfired on me over the Christmas break.
What went down?
You know when you think you're being funny and then you don't think of the repercussions?
All the time.
Over the Christmas break, I was sitting there with my sister after Christmas lunch. And you know when you've eaten so much food, everyone just sits around and watches TV, probably has a little nap.
It's the greatest time of the year.
It's the best time of the year. And we were sitting there and my sister and I were talking about this lady, because I come from a really small town in country Queensland.
Stanthorpe.
So everyone knows everyone, right? But I haven't lived there for years, so I don't really know that many people there anymore. And she shows me this photo that one of the ladies she follows on Facebook from Stanthorpe has had a baby, and she shows me this photo of this baby. I'm going to show you the photo.
Okay.
And it's a Christmas photo of their baby. Just describe.
I saw that.
Did you see it?
I saw that, yes. Did I see that on your page?
You did see it on my page. It's of a baby in front of a Christmas tree, and the baby's fat. It's a fat little cute baby. It's adorable.
Cute's one word. Well, it's not the most. It's not the cutest baby, if I'm honest.
Right?
But I mean, all kids are cute, aren't they? Hey, guys.
Yeah, right.
If you're talking to the parents, they are.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. I was like, that is hilarious. Pretty much, I came up with this idea to turn that photo into a meme.
That's where I saw it.
Did you see the meme?
Yes, this is where I've seen it.
Which
now.
The meme was, if you want to read that out,
it says, when you take a selfie after Christmas lunch.
And it's of the fat baby.
Yeah.
I
can see why the parents wouldn't find that funny. Do they say the baby's fat?
Anyway, I don't know the lady, but I've turned the picture of her baby into a meme.
Yep.
And I thought, she'll never see it.
Nah.
I'll post it, get heaps of likes,
honestly,
become famous.
Who checks Facebook these days anyway?
No one's on there. Anyway, posted it. A day later, people start tagging other people in this photo.
Yep.
One of the people, my sister informs me, has tagged the mum who owns the baby.
Who owns the baby.
Who owns the baby.
It's her baby.
Yeah.
And her reaction? What's the mum's reaction?
She's commented on the photo.
Funny, it is.
She was like, ha, 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 this is hilarious.
Kid. Yeah.
Next minute.
Yeah.
A day later, she inboxes me.
And?
I've seen the photo of my baby that you've turned into a meme.
Yeah, so what'd she say?
At first, I thought it was funny. Now I think it's just mean.
And it is their kid on the internet too, you know. It's not your kid to be posting on the internet.
Although,
you bully towards that poor, selfless,
hey,
defenseless little baby with no right.
I went
no
to jail
right
one time for punching a baby, all right?
Oh, what?
I'm just kidding.
That baby has no right of reply and you've just posted it, you terrible
Did
human
I go
being.
Too far?
Well.
In all seriousness.
You
it's
haven't,
a cute baby.
No, it's not.
I'm not met. Well, you've gone too far.
That's, we haven't, well.
Did I go too far? I want to post it on the C page to see
if that's
people
a great
think.
Idea, yeah. 65,000 people.
Then she'll see it again and someone else will see it.
I hope she doesn't listen to this show.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
The Aussie Open, it's kicked off.
Loving it.
It's all started. Last night on the TV, the Australian Open and the cricket, I was like, what do I watch?
Oh, not a hard decision for you.
Well, I've watched so much cricket already. I was like, definitely the Aussie Open.
I love cricket. There's just too much.
Too
There's
much
too
cricket.
Much, guys. Ditch the 50 over form of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I agree.
Test, 2020.
Topless.
Done.
We agree.
Topless. I never said that. Hey, yeah, so the Australian Open night won last night. Didn't Kyrgios smash it last
he
night?
Did
he really well.
Looked impressive, and he was carrying a knee injury.
Was he playing someone low-ranked, though? I feel
I
like
did
when
look
he...
that up. It was a guy called... Oh, here we go.
No, this is good.
Gastio Elias.
Castillo
and
Elias.
He's from Portugal. He's number 81 in the world.
Can we get a name check on that, please, Rach? Number 81.
I think I was pretty far off.
Where does Kyrgios sit?
Well,
at the
it
moment?
Says here 14th seed in.
That's pretty good
in the Australian Open. So whoever's playing at the Oz Open this year, he's 14th seed.
Cleaned him up in under 2 hours. Impressive. Which I'm a fan
of. 6-1, 6-2, 6-2.
I'm happy with that because when games go for 5 or 6 hours.
I can't deal with it, eh?
Too long.
I went to the Australian Open once. Yeah. I went to one game and Stan Wawrinka was in it.
Okay.
And it was against Djokovic.
Yes.
It went, I'm not kidding, for 5 sets.
Yep.
And there was 3 sets that went to tiebreak. I was there till 2 in the morning.
Yep.
I did get my money's worth, though, so that
yeah,
was good.
Well, that's the main thing.
It was interesting to see, though, Kyrgios last night during the game got a blood nose.
Yeah. I missed this part, but what point in the match was it?
I think it was after the first set he'd won. Here's some audio from last night.
Just 32 minutes of play, and look at that.
Good for the crowd as well. So a chance for us to take a break. Sneeze, Kyrgios as well, and another. We could stay and watch, but maybe it's a good idea that we just pop away for a moment. 6-1 the first. He's up 2-1 with a break. Back in just a moment.
It was so awkward.
Yeah.
The camera was right on his face and the guy was sticking stuff up his nose to like try and stop it. And he was sneezing and like it just looked horrible. I was like, why have they got the camera on him? And
just
then,
let rip.
And then the commentators obviously got awkward.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll just... leave it here.
Yeah, this is a good place to leave.
A blood right nose here. Is a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes you get them at an awkward time.
I can't think of it. Anytime I get a... I'm someone that when I get a blood nose, I go, something's wrong with me. Oh, what have I got?
I'm dying.
I'm dying. I've got a blood nose. What's going on?
There is no explanation sometimes.
Because
they interviewed his mum in the crowd and she said he's always gotten them.
Really?
Since he was a kid. Like, and they don't know why. He just gets them.
That's concerning.
And then I thought about a time, one of my mates... Oh, this is such an awful story. He told me about the first time he had...
Relations.
And he got a blood nose.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. I didn't ask details. He just said, I will never, ever get that image out of my brain. He goes, you think it's bad for most people because it's awkward anyway.
Yeah.
He goes, it was horrific. It
wasn't the first time he...
The first.
Not the first.
The first time. We should get him on the air. Actually, he would not want to talk about it.
Wow, that is brutal.
He would not want to discuss that.
I would have just said, well, that's not mine.
Oh, God.
Well, what? No, I'm not being crude. I'm just... That's what happens and that's what I would have said.
Because it wasn't already awkward enough, and now you go and say that.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
We're back for 2017 and hitting you with the big stuff. Do you still have your Christmas tree up?
Oh, Oh, we're playing the Christmas music again. It's January, people.
Look at Rach. She's loving it. Hey, it's jolly. Hey?
Let's have Christmas again.
Yes. Christmas should be monthly, the 25th of every month. Oh. Hey, monthly Christmas.
I'd be broke.
I know. That's the problem. So my Christmas tree, I'll be honest with you, it's still up.
I took mine down yesterday. But in all fairness, I've been away.
So I haven't
been at my place. Yeah. No, you haven't.
What do you mean?
You've been at your place.
I got back Friday night and then what? I'm meant to do it on the weekend.
Were you at home after Christmas? At any point?
I'm not going to take it down the next day, am I? You could at least let it ride to 31st of Jan, don't you? To get the festive spirit.
And were you... No.
Don't you? I'm thinking about leaving it up all
luck.
Year.
It's bad luck to keep it up after, before New Year's. You have to take it down before New Year's.
Looks good in my lounge room. Anyway,
says the lazy man.
Setting the radio world on fire is this topic. Let's go to Joe in Tuggeranong. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Morning.
Morning. What's the go, Joe? Do you still have it up?
I do. I'm keeping it up. Some people have like a corner lamp, and I'm going to have a corner with my Christmas tree up
That's
all
the
year.
Way.
That's hilarious.
That's
Joe.
The way, Joe. Does it just make
it's
you
not
happy?
Not going down. It's staying.
Does it make you happy every time you look at it?
I do. I turn it on every night and go, oh God, it looks so good.
Memories.
Is it just because you don't want to take it down? Like you can't
no,
be bothered?
No, it's just, I love it. I just love, I don't know, everyone at Christmas is so happy and nice and it just, you know, makes me remember that there are nice people in the world.
Not in my family, Joe. You should have seen the family fights over the tiramisu.
I'll be honest with you, Bree. Mine is 70% can't be bothered taking it down. 30% looks all right.
Let's be real. It's 90-10. It's 90-10.
It's fun putting it up. But then taking it down with all the tinsel, it's messy.
That's not fun.
I don't want to be doing that. Let's go to Tian in Blue Bay. Morning, Tian.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning. What's your Christmas tree situation?
Currently, it's still up and there's all the boxes for the baubles and the tree to go back into sitting underneath it.
Okay, so you've gone and got the box.
No one can be bothered to take it down.
What about where you work? Can we reveal where you work? Because there's a massive Christmas tree there. Did that come down?
Yeah, it did come down.
Whose job was it?
We actually have people that put it up and down for us. So it's a
massive Christmas tree.
We need that at our house.
Can we say where you work, Tian?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Crown Plaza in Terrigal.
Nicest Christmas trees I've seen.
If you got in there over the Christmas period, it was a big, nice Christmas tree. It looked great. Could have left it there all year, Tian.
Could have, but it was
people would probably
big.
Start to talk, though.
Hey, it's a good promotion. Great promotion.
Can I just say, when I was at home, we were sitting there, it's probably a couple of days after Christmas, and my mum goes, Aiden, which is my brother, can you please take down the Christmas tree? My mum took down all the decorations, and we have real Christmas trees at our place. They cut them down from the forestry.
Illegally.
Which is illegal. Yeah. And it was nearly dead, and my brother's going, oh, God, all right. He stood up. Walked over to the tree, it's a giant tree, it's huge. Picked up this huge tree, walked over to the door and just threw it over the balcony and goes, done.
Hey, it's funny you say that. I'm thinking about doing the same thing.
Yours is real. I mean, not real.
Yeah, I know, but it was $20 from Kmart. Who cares? Ditch it over. Hey?
Not the same.
Put it in the recycling. I don't know. It's dead
to
me.
That could work.
Dead.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.